USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Temperatures are expected to reach between 15 and 30 below zero in some parts of the country. Dr. Tom Walters, an emergency department physician at Cleveland Clinic, has some tips if you really do have to head outside.
You want to cover up all exposed areas that you can, fingers, ears. Some things you can't cover up as much, like a nose, although in this day and age there's a lot of face masks out there you can wear if you're out working in the cold.
Police say it was a dangerous drug raid and shootout that left five Houston police officers injured and two suspects dead. Houston Police Union President Joe Grimaldi says he's sick and tired of people using the anti-police rhetoric against them.
We've just had enough. We go out there every single day. We put our lives on the line, and all we want is a fair shake and for people to understand that we're the good guys. We love our community.
Grimaldi was speaking there on Fox News, and he also said he wants to keep people accountable for their actions. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Here's another sleep study that may keep you up at night. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the findings.
The new study says in addition to making you tired, going without sleep pretty much guarantees your body is going to ache all over. Researchers at the University of California, Berkeley finding that sleep deprivation decreases brain activity associated with pain relief, and they found the same thing happened to people whose sleep was simply disturbed. The leader of the study says the optimistic takeaway is that getting better sleep can help manage and reduce pain. The study is published in the latest edition of the Journal of Neuroscience.
Democrats on the House Committee of Natural Resources are primed to elbow out the word God from the oaths administered to witnesses testifying before the panel. A draft obtained by Fox News this week shows that Democrats intend on changing pronouns like his or her to their and removing God from the text. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their four-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Maroon 5 has canceled its news conference to discuss the band's Super Bowl halftime performance, choosing not to meet with reporters. Some folks are saying this is due to their belief of the social injustices that are still happening in the NFL. Today at the annual NFL State of the Union address, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell was asked why there was no Maroon 5 press conference.
When we have looked at how we do things around the Super Bowl, that includes press conferences, that includes announcements. We have all looked at how the world is changing. And for us, and particularly for our artists in this case, one of the things they really wanted to do is be able to use the new opportunities that we all have through social media and other platforms to be able to reach their fans directly, tease the show a little bit, make sure they understand the inside of what's happening.
Next, the commissioner was asked about the NFL expanding to China.
China is a priority market for the NFL. We believe that our game has a great deal of potential to expand, to grow, and to bring new fans into our game. You mentioned that we've had tremendous growth there. We've had double-digit growth this past year in China in our fan base and people engaging with our game. And I hope sometime in the next couple of months we're going to have some very exciting announcements.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.